right, we'll get started. It's 4:30. Let me make sure, can everybody hear me okay? So our mayor, Jay Howell, is out of town at a gas board, Cherokee DeKalb gas board meeting. So I'll be presiding over the working session and city council meeting today. So we're glad everybody's here. We'll just go through the agenda. First, as part of the working session, we're going to approve the minutes of the regular meetings, two different meetings, both July 14th and August 11th. There is a revised document for the July 14th minutes, so make sure that you're looking at that one before we vote on it. Number four is approve the donation to the Coosa Valley Youth Services. These are the detention services. This is an annual donation that we do for $10,000. So I don't know if anyone is here to talk to that. Okay, it is budgeted. We've done it for several years. I don't know if y'all know how many years that donation to the Coosa Valley Youth Services.
Ever since I've been on.
Okay.
And they used to come up here and work, right?
Yes. Yes.
As part of, go ahead.
They'll still come back and work. You just gotta have somebody living them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a service we definitely need to take advantage of since we're donating this $10,000. We're allowed to bring some of the youth to help with different projects around the city. The only requirement is we have to have a supervisor to supervise them during the work. So I don't know. We definitely need to utilize that benefit. Number five is the Children's Advocacy Center. Additional work there for waterproofing. This, if you'll see in the backup materials, it's an estimated cost of $7,481. It is not as much waterproofing as the previous estimate or previous cost was. This is more about filling in around and underneath the house to improve the water flow when it rains. So it's for unused AC condenser pads and partial block foundation at the back of the building would be demoed out and hauled off. A few of the salvaged block will be repurposed to construct an access well around the crawl door entry with stone. Stone being added to the bottom to prevent water from pooling at the surface of the entrance. 10 downspouts around the building will be added to help with the water flow so it's not flowing underneath the building. And dirt will be hauled in as needed, graded, and compacted around the perimeter of the building to prevent water from pooling against it. Seed and hay will be dispersed to provide ground cover and assist with erosion control in areas impacted from grade work. So that's an unbudgeted cost of $7,481. Any questions?
Raymond, have they completed the work?
No, they're scheduled to come either this week. If they didn't make it this week, they'd be here Monday.
That's to replace the wood and the floor?
All that's been finished,
right?
This is to follow up, to protect it, and to, forget the word, but encapsulate the crawl space, put the dehumidifiers, and control environment. And they've upgraded our dehumidifier, and I didn't get a chance to let you know this, but to a better unit with Bluetooth capability that can be monitored by anybody at all times and adjusted by anybody at all times at no cost to us.
Well, that's pretty reasonable for encapsulation.
Well, this is demolition, downspout extensions, and dirt work is what we're voting on today.
Yes, ma'am, on that one there. That, then they're going to start. Yes, that, y'all have already approved the other one.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Number six is approve the loud environmental site and slab design. for the basketball and soccer court that Atrium Health will build as part of a donation. It's not necessarily a grant, it's a gift to the city. They have done this in other cities. It will be at Center City Park, but across the street, more at J.W. Hampton Park, in between the city, the Mary George Way Community Center and the J.W. Hampton Park, just to clarify the location of this basketball and soccer court. This is not to do the work to create the slab. This is engineering work to ensure that it's done right. The design plans and specifications for a basketball and soccer court, including topographic survey, site plan, grading plan, stormwater design, concrete slab design, contract documents and specifications, and bid assistance. It's $12,500 that will be billed as work progresses. Well, although it just says in a lump sum, so I do have a question about that. I don't know if Sid, if you were, or Don, the wording, it says work, invoiced as work progresses based on a lump sum fee of 12. I think it's the total cost is $12,500, but it will be billed incrementally, but eventually get to a total of $12,500. Is that the way you interpret it? Okay. Now I figured it out after reading it a couple of times. Then there's an additional $3,000 that is not required, but it's in case we need a resident construction observer upon request. So we are going to include that in what we're requesting for approval so that we don't have to come back to vote on it. So that's a total of $15,500 that we're going to request approval on this. Again, this is for the engineering services. As part of this gift from Atrium, we are required to provide the pad underneath the basketball soccer court. So we will have to come back to request approval for that cost. Is that correct, Sid?
Yes, ma'am.
Any questions on that? Or
that additional three would be like if we requested an inspector.
Yeah.
So, and with it just doing a pad, that's doubtful. That will, there's not a lot of cons.
Yeah.
Really no need.
Okay.
And also, we got to keep in mind this basketball court. Now we're looking, they're spending about $180,000 to $200,000 is what this, how much value this court's got. We only got to pay for the pad, for what the pad comes to. And as Karen said, they do it in several other cities. Matter of fact, we went up Trine, Georgia, and looked at it. Very nice. That's all I have.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is number 7, to discuss the position of a building permit clerk at / building department office manager. This has been discussed previously in the building department committee meetings, so you may have read about some of that in the press. Raymond, if you want to say anything, I'm going to read the high-level job description that we will confirm as a personnel committee before we post it, if approved. But it's the City of Center is seeking a customer-focused and detail-oriented building permit and business license clerk to coordinate the daily administration of the city's permitting and business licensing functions. This position serves as the primary point of contact for contractors, business owners, residents, and developers seeking permits and licenses. The employee assists applicants throughout the process, collects fees, maintains records, coordinates reviews and inspections, and provides exceptional customer service while ensuring compliance with city regulations. Raymond, would you like to say anything else?
Yes, I thank you for considering this position. It's very much needed. I believe it should have been established a long time ago, because that position will also be decisive and will have to be to know what's allowed and not allowed, and to bring it to your attention, and simply based off of our ordinances, so she will, or he will.
He or she.
Be well versed in zoning. We should have to be a zoning expert before it's over here, who you see, whoever gets the job. There's a lot to, other than filling out the permits, but, and business license, but also we're at the point of signing the contract that y'all approved to, for our new programs to come, that will also be, a learning curve that we'll have to overcome, and, as far as business license and, building permits, so. It would be a great time to have that personnel in place to, it's a good point in time. I would hate to try to tackle that one by myself.
And just a point of clarification on this, this is, something that we're voting on tonight, but the position would not be in place until October 1st or later. The cost for this position would be in next year's budget.
And also, one of the big things, with this new program and this clerk, it's going to be a lot easier to, for people to get business license, not have to go through the hassle of what they went through in the past. So this should take care of that, and also building permits too.
It works well for those who desire to do it online, who are very capable of doing online. And we'll also have a kiosk for those who don't do online, that we can, when they come in, they can walk out with a printed business license in their hand.
Correct.
So it's going to be working very speedily.
Right. Okay, any questions? Okay. The next item is number 8, the annual transportation plan. Okay, so this is a resolution. It sounds like the state had levied additional excise tax on gasoline and diesel fuel, and the city of Center would receive a portion of the tax based on the ratio of our population versus the population of other municipalities in the state. And then we plan to keep this money, and are required to keep this money in separate funds as we receive it, and to expend only for the maintenance, improvement, replacement, and constructions of roads as mandated by the law passed. So the resolution will say the city council of the city estimates that its anticipated allocation from the Rebuild Alabama Act fund for the fiscal year 2027 will be approximately $45,821 to be used for street maintenance, improvement, replacement, and construction of roads within the city of Center, with the increasing allocations for each fiscal year thereafter. So it's simply passing a resolution enabling us to use these funds for street and road work. Any questions? Okay, item number 9, another resolution for about severe weather preparedness tax holiday. So there is, back in 2012, they approved this act where the state sales and use tax for certain purchases related to severe weather preparedness supplies, during the first full week of February and the last full week of February in subsequent years. So it's the resolution stating that we are agreeing to support this severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday. Any questions about that? Okay. Those are the main items that we have on the agenda. We will cover some old and new business, and I believe, Ted, are you here to discuss or comment? You can either do it now during our working session. We have 15 more minutes. Or you can wait until the official meeting, whichever you prefer.
I can do it now. I'm here mainly out of respect for Mr. Raymond. I know he's been getting some phone calls regarding this bill.
You can, why don't you stand up and introduce yourself?
I'm sorry, I'm Ted Novak. I own the building across from First Methodist Church. Took me probably, I worked on buying that building for probably 2 years. And I had big plans for it, but things changed over time, obviously. I was going to redo it. It's going to be a, my plans were it was going to be a mental health office. Somebody was going to rent it from me. In the meantime, a tree fell on my house, and now I can't build a new house and rebuild it. So, kind of at a standstill right now. I am slowly working on it, but I guess not quite as fast as what I need to be working on it. So, I guess I'm just here to see where we stand on everything.
So, Raymond, have you received calls? If you could give us the background on this.
Yes, I know some council members have received complaints about it for some time now. I get phone calls. It's been a while, and it's past time. Ted's done best he could do under his circumstances. The tree did fall on his house and just cut it right in half. So, a huge tree. So I understand his. But to get Main Street looking better, we've come to a point where I either need to send a certified letter condemning the house, or if Ted needs more time, what he can tell us, and what kind of guarantees he can give us that something will be done to secure that building, make it safe and more attractive. So, Ted?
Well, I can't give any promises right now or a timeline, so I don't know. Like I say, right now the funds are not there to do what I had planned to do with it. The building's horrible, don't get me wrong. I agree. Something needs to be done to it. It's been like that for a long time. Long time, as long as I can remember. But I don't know what that entails, condemning it. What is that going to...
If I send out a certified letter saying that we decided to condemn the house, then at that point you'll have 30 days to come in and appeal and talk to us like you are now, tell us your plans. And then, but from the day you receive the letter, you have 45 days to comply with it.
I have a question about what, from legal terms of condemn, would that prevent him from doing things in the future with it? It sounds permanent.
Yes, it is permanent. When you condemn a house, it's permanent. And that means that the structure has to come down. Or there's some gray area in there. If he could find a way to, I'm going to use Rome, Georgia, I think, as an example. An old house, they up there given the option to close all openings, clean the yard, close all openings, and we hang our sign on it, condemning it, and that buys them more time. But they also have to, and that building's a little bit different because of the way it's designed, but up there they would paint the house white. When they put plywood over all the windows, doors, and made it inaccessible to anybody, they spray it white and they put their red sign in there. So we don't have anything like that in our ordinance. We've always played it by time, you know. We give extensions, so to speak. And we have a few houses that are on the condemned list now that we've given extensions with. It's hard to tear down somebody's house, but it's also dangerous when one has come to the stage to where it's a danger to a kid, teenager, somebody going in there and maybe getting hurt or whatever. Plus you got snakes and rodents and it affected other neighbors. And some of these houses that I got tore down on Second Avenue, it was used as a drug house. They were even lighting fires in the floor to keep warm, and on a wood floor. I mean, it, so we don't have that problem up here on Main Street, but it might be a good thing, all these areas here, I find it very beneficial that, because inside that building is a great house. If all the additions were torn off, there is a great house in the middle of it. And so if we could have a zoning, bring in the zoning board and ask them, it's, the old house has been there a long time.
So what I recommend in the sake of time, because I think we have a couple of other guests I want to see if they wanted to speak, is Raymond and the building committee, Don, are you chairman of the building committee? Coordinate with the zoning board and y'all meet with Ted and come up with a plan and come back to the council of, you know, what the updated plan is and what options are available. So y'all can have more time for discussion. Is that fair?
Yeah. Ted, on the front part where it's so bad, was you planning on tearing that completely off?
All of it's coming off.
All that's coming
off. All I want is the original.
So we're not talking about the whole thing. We're talking about what's that front part. Well, how soon do you think you could take that front part off? It's so dangerous.
I mean, I'd like to do it right away.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really easy getting people to help do stuff right now.
If y'all can schedule another time to meet with Ted and Raymond and the building, at least one representative of the building committee, and I don't know if someone from the zoning board also needs to be there. And come up with a plan.
Okay.
Does that sound fair? Sid's on the zone, our representative on the zoning board. So I don't want to have to tie up everybody, but you know, just a representative so that the right people are in the room for a discussion. Okay, thank you, Ted. Looks like we have a couple of other guests. Did anybody, this is part of the working session. We have about 8 minutes. Did anybody want to speak now versus during the official city council meeting?
Yes, I'll make this.
Okay.
Where you stand on the basketball court, and the ditches, where do you stand on that?
Are the fences around the basketball court?
Yeah.
Okay. Sid?
I really wish Brock was here. I don't have an update in the last 2 weeks other than what we were told at the last meeting or the previous meeting before that. I really wish Brock was here.
We have a grant out, the Alabama Power Grant. That's what we applied for to do those repairs and upgrades. And we have not received notification yet. Either way, if we've received or not received that grant, it's going to be this fall, so before December, right?
Yes.
So in the next 3 months, hopefully we'll hear news on that. But we can't do anything until we get notification of if we receive that grant or not. And once we get that notification, then we'll go from there.
Well, what is down on the ditches?
Ditches of Bay Springs. This is the same. We have a grant application for that. It's in process. That one seemed like it was going to be sooner that we heard on that grant.
And we couldn't do anything to it to get the water flowing because it'll mess the grant up.
Yeah.
So we're waiting to see what happens with the grant right now.
That one, I think the response may be sooner than the Alabama Power Grant. That is the ADECA grant for the ditch situation in Bay Springs. So they're both in limbo waiting on determination if we receive the grants or not.
Hey, Tori. Yes. Tori, got a question. The basketball court at Hatcher, weren't we waiting on when they were doing the paving? Or were we going to get one of them to pave them?
I don't know if Bobby got the price on that. I think he was supposed to.
The basketball court's tied up in a grant or waiting to appear.
Okay.
That's part of the grant. Wasn't the grant
$12,500? $50,000. Alabama Power Grants for $50,000. It would include resurfacing the basketball courts, repainting new courts, lighting, and fencing around it. It's all inclusive.
True.
So say your prayers, keep your fingers crossed that we get that grant. Okay, any other questions or comments? We have 5 minutes in the working session. I'm Karen Sloop, Mayor Pro Tem, and I'm going to manage us and guide us through this city council meeting today, Tuesday, August the 25th. Jay Howell, our mayor, is out of town tonight. To get us started, I had asked Mr. Raymond Matthews, our building inspector, if he could lead us in prayer.
Dear God, our Heavenly Father, here we are again, Lord, to do the best we can do for our citizens and business people here in this beautiful city. We ask that you'd be with us today and to help us and guide us along the way that we would uphold you and every member in this city, dear Lord. So be with us as we go, dear Lord, and in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Everybody is here except for the mayor, but we're glad all the council members are here. So I'll call the meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is to approve the minutes of our regular meeting, July the 14th, and also the regular meeting on August the 11th. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Okay. And let's do a roll call. So.
Yes.
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 Okay. All approved. So that is approved. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is to approve the donation to the Coosa Valley Youth Services. This is the detention center. We have an annual donation that we provide of $10,000. So this is a budgeted item. So I make
a motion that we donate $10,000 to the Coosa Valley Youth Services.
Mm-hmm. I second.
Okay, roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay, approved. The next item on the agenda is to do some repair work at the Children's Advocacy Center. The vendor or supplier would be S&H Waterproofing. The total amount is $7,481.34. This is unbudgeted. It is to help prevent water from pooling up around the building. And as you all know, we've had lots of repairs on this previously. So this is to ensure that this is in good shape going forward. So do I hear a motion on this?
Motion. I make a motion that we spend $7,481.34 to repair the building for the Children's Advocacy Center and use S&H waterproofing.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Okay. The next item on the agenda is to approve LAD Environmental for a site and slab design for the basketball and soccer court at the Center City Park, really on the side where the JW Hampton Park is and next to the community center. This is simply for engineering work and design work. As part of the donation or the gift that Atrium Health is giving to the City of Center for this basketball and soccer court, we are required to build the slab at the bottom or underneath it. And so there will be additional costs to come that we will present and to the council. But this, for the design work and site work, it's $15,500 unbudgeted. But the gift is a lot larger. It's several hundred thousand of the gift that we will be receiving. So do I hear a motion for this?
Motion.
Don and Philip, Jimmy, okay. A roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Next item, approve the new position of building permit clerk / office manager. And just for the record, let me read this description again. This is an incremental position that is not included in this year's budget. We're proposing to include it in next year's budget. As a reminder, our budget starts October 1st, our year, our fiscal year. So the City of Center is seeking a customer-focused and detail-oriented building permit and business license clerk to coordinate the daily administration of the city's permitting and business licensing functions. This position serves as the primary point of contact for contractors, business owners, residents, and developers seeking permits and licenses. The employee assists applicants throughout the process, collects fees, maintains records, coordinates reviews and inspections, and provides exceptional customer service while ensuring compliance with city regulations. So this position, we would go ahead and, if approved, advertise for it, but the position would not be in place until October 1st, and the cost would be included in next year's budget. So do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Okay. Don and Caritha. And roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Thank you. Approved. Item number 8 is a resolution for the adopting the transportation plan pursuant to the Rebuild Alabama Act of 2019-2. So this is where the state levies additional excise tax on gasoline and diesel fuel, and the City of Center receives a portion of said tax based on the ratio of the population of each municipality to the total population of all municipalities in the state. The city pledges to keep this money in separate funds and expend only for maintenance, improvement, replacement, and construction of roads. And what we're actually voting on here is that the City of Center estimates that its anticipated allocation from the Rebuild Alabama Act fund for the fiscal year of 2027 will be approximately $45,821 to be used for street maintenance, improvement, replacement, and construction of roads within the City of Center. So do I hear a motion?
I make a motion.
Second.
All roll call vote?
Yes.
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 Okay, approved. The next item is a similar resolution, but this is in regard to severe weather preparedness tax holiday. So back at, during the 2012 regular session of the Alabama legislature, they came up with this tax holiday for certain purchases related to severe weather preparedness supplies during the first full week of February 2012 and the last full week of February in subsequent years. So we are requesting that this resolution be passed so that we can have this tax weather preparedness sales tax holiday. A portion of our, we would not collect sales tax on weather preparedness supplies. Do I hear a motion?
Motion.
Second.
A roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, that concludes the majority of everything that we had planned to vote on. In a minute, we'll talk about old and new business. But right now, Jesse Battles, would like to have requested to be on our agenda to say a few words to the council and the citizens.
Pro Tem Council, the citizens of Center, I appreciate the opportunity to be here with y'all. My name is Jesse Battles. I'm running for State Senate District 10. That includes Etowah County, Cherokee County, and southern part of DeKalb County. I'm a seventh generation here from Northeast Alabama. We have a daughter now, my wife and I, and she's an eighth generation. So that's what drives me every day with this campaign, is to have this place so that my daughter can grow here. We can have our family here for more generations. Our campaign has one mission, and that mission is to work hard every day to make Northeast Alabama the best place to live, work, and raise a family. Now, how do you do that? The first thing that we need to do is we need to recruit industry. My granddad worked at Goodyear, and I saw the opportunities that it gave him and my family, and I feel like we've lost a lot of those opportunities. And those opportunities aren't just going to fall out of an airplane and land here. We have to recruit and we have to sell our area to get these businesses here. But also what's very important, too, thank you, Chief. Is that better? Oh, yeah. Also, what's very important, too, is support and recruit small businesses. You know, here in Center, y'all are primed with y'all's downtown. Y'all can have a vibrant downtown that's very culturally unique to this area, especially with the City Hall here and the courthouse across the street. you know, restaurants, bars, things of that nature, shops, boutiques, so that people can come here and be a destination city that goes along with the river or with the lake. But also, what's important too is when we get these new revenues in, is reinvest them back in our community. Roads, schools, bridges, things that are very important. I heard y'all talking about ditches. You know, it takes money to dig those ditches out, good equipment, paying people to do them. But also, what's very important too, to me, is the quality of life. You know, people, when I go around and speak places, they want pickleball courts and they want frisbee golf and they want walking tracks and things of that nature for their citizens, but that takes money, so we can bring that in with the revenue that we create from the businesses and the industry. But what's most important to me is working with our local elected officials. Like I said, I live in Ivalee, so my job isn't to come to center and say, this is what y'all need to be doing. My job is to come to center, talk with y'all, be like, what does success look like to you, and how can I help you be successful? I believe a rising tide raises all boats, and I want to do my part working with y'all to raise the tide. We were running as a Republican in this race. We've been running for about 15 months. We were removed for reasons outside of my control, but we were able to gain the signatures to get back on the ballot. So we'll be back on the ballot in November as an independent. So we're asking people to bubble and battle so that we can be a partnership and work with y'all. And with that being said, I appreciate your time, and I'd be honored to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions or
being here?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all. And thank you for what you do for our community.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. Okay. In terms of old business, I know we talked about a couple of things during our working session. I know previously, earlier before the meeting, we were talking about repairs to the community center parking lot. Right now, we've approved where we're going to revisit that to look and see the extent of what we do rather than G treatment, looking at the cost, because the original plan in the budget was for total resurfacing or paving. So we're going to revisit that, so more to come on the community center parking lot. At this point, due to timing, we will incorporate any estimate for that into the next year's budget. Basketball courts, that came up, and so we addressed that. We have two grants outstanding, one for the basketball courts at the Hatcher Center as Alabama Power grant, and then the other grant that is outstanding is with ADECA, Alabama Department of Economic and Community Association. I forgot. ADECA. It's a grant for the ditches in the Bay Springs community and at Bay Springs Road. So we are waiting the outcome and the decision on those grants. Any other old business that we need to discuss?
I was just going to say the strapping on all the roads that you see that's been paved in the city limits of center should be, we're in line to have everything strapped. So I think that'll about wrap it up for this year. Straight paving.
Okay, great. Any new business to come before the council? Okay. As far as my comments go, we've been busy over in terms of a finance update and just my comments. As you know, our year begins October the 1st, so we're busy working on the budget for next year. Each of the council members and their respective committees, along with the department heads, are working on the budget. So we will present that to the council probably the second meeting in September, so that we can vote on it and get it approved prior to the end of the fiscal year, so that we can be ready to go October 1st under the new budget. We do have one other old business. Since we appointed Aubrey as city clerk at the last meeting, we have received applications for the assistant city clerk position that was posted. So we will be conducting interviews for that over the next couple of weeks. So prior to the next meeting, we may have an announcement on that open position. Any new business? Okay, Philip, or any other comments? That was my update from a finance. Thank you all for being here, and we had hopefully an efficient agenda. Then I'll turn it over to the other council members.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Bo, it's good to see you back. And thank all of the good.
You stole my thunder again, Bo.
I'm sorry.
You got Mr. Bo.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Mr. Bo. And also want to hear, tell Karen, we're glad to hear that Ms. Bess is doing better as well.
Thank you. My mother's been sick for several weeks in the hospital, out of the hospital. She's finally back at Cherokee Rehab, so we're happy about that.
Yeah, welcome back, Bo. Thank all the employees for everything they do, and we appreciate it. That's all I have.
I just want to say thank you. It's good to see Mr. Bo too, and thank you to all the employees, and everybody's doing a great job.
We need to start on this end, Jimmy. Our thunder gets stolen too. Glad to have you back, Bo, and doing well. And just, as always, thanks to the employees for what you do.
It's good to have our citizens here tonight. There's quite a few that hasn't been, so it's good to have them. I want to say thank you to Paula and Melissa. They've already begun work on Fall Festival. It's right here above us. I've had two businesses to begin work on their Christmas float. I know that seems impossible for this time of the year, but we're expecting a lot of businesses to participate this time. I'm going to say to council, and maybe this is not political, but I'm going to say to council, I appreciate their leadership and their dedication, their legacy they're leaving behind. And with that, I'm going to make a quote. And I think it's very fitting to close. It's not a political quote, but I think it's a quote we'll all know. And if you know, you know. And in light of some of today's things that's transpired today, I'm going to leave you with this quote. If your actions create a legacy that inspires others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, then you are an excellent leader. Rest easy, Dolly Parton. And with that, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Amen. Who seconded the motion? He made a motion to adjourn. Philip, everybody in favor, aye.